Hi, everybody. This is Nancy Miller for My Creative Life, the podcast about creatives, how and why they make the work that they do. And today, I have no guests. This is one of those podcast episodes where I will just be talking to myself. I just always have to laugh because I'm kind of used to it at times. It just reminds me of when you teach an 8 a.m. high school art class and the students have had athletics or some kind of event the previous night and everybody's just tired. So you just kind of get used to like talking to yourself. So anyways, the theme of this episode is confidence. And it kind of came up in terms of as I was interviewing a lot of authors this season. I think this season I interviewed primarily authors of children's books. And it made me realize that in terms of their journey, they talked about the ups and downs, and it felt like there was this overarching theme of confidence. And what does confidence mean? And I had to Google this and look this up. So confidence, which is a noun, and I looked at the two parts of confidence that were listed. If you look it up in the Oxford Language Dictionary, it says the state of feeling certain about the truth of something, and then the feeling of self-assurance arising from one's appreciation of one's own abilities or qualities. So I kind of wanted to talk about, in terms of these writers in children's books, who to me felt like they had confidence in terms of what they were doing with their writing and feeling certain that they would end up become traditionally published children's book authors. So I want to talk about why I feel that confidence is probably one of those overlooked things that we always talk about. Craft is huge. It's almost like the C's of writing and illustrating. So we always primarily focus on craft. And I feel like I've noticed that even though we focus on craft, we still often have imposter syndrome. I myself have had that, and I still do, and even more so with writing. And I feel like I'm still somewhat, I feel like I'm confident that though I'm feeling these feelings of imposter syndrome, that I'll still achieve my goals and find success in the world of children's book publishing. So why is confidence important in, I think, in the journey, no matter where you are, whether you're starting at the beginning of your career, like maybe you've just never even picked up a pencil to draw or to write, or people who are further along and they've gotten an agent or they've gotten a book deal? Because I still feel like confidence during every step of the way is important. And maybe there's a certain point where you achieve full confidence, but I feel like in the terms of the journey, having that sense of belief that you trust yourself, that you believe that the effort that you put into your work will allow you to continue to level up. Because in terms of sending your work out and you want to be traditionally published, whether as an author or a children's book illustrator, there are no guarantees. There are so many other factors, I feel like, in terms of the industry or maybe what you wrote, you know, it hasn't quite found the right person, but you still, you know, are getting, you know, better at your craft, but you're getting loads of rejections, which I find that is par for the course for most of us. I consider myself a lower mid-level starting out illustrator, and I feel like I had to believe that as I kept working on my craft that I would get better in terms of my ability to produce a good narrative illustration. But at the same time, I was working on my writing, which really lacked a lot, and it's slowly getting better and better. I think it's because of knowing that I was making progress in my artwork and knowing though it took time and effort of repeated doing it over and over again, that I would find some success. And in terms of success, and that's different for everybody, I looked at it as, is my work polished enough that it's going to get a second look from an art director or an editor? Not necessarily am I going to get a children's book publishing contract, because I feel like there are so many other factors that are unrelated to necessarily craft that it's going to get you those things. Now, of course, there's always exceptions. If you are in the maybe the top 3% of authors and illustrators at the craft level, then that might be easy peasy. I was definitely not in that category. So I feel like I had to really, you know, keep working at it, keep improving my work. And I was looking at my website just recently and I was very proud of myself because I no longer had any artwork in my portfolio that was from my graduate studies. Those of you who have listened to the podcast before, I did do 2.5 years, maybe it was three, of graduate school in illustration. And so I've primarily focused on children's book illustration. So, you know, that time period was great because I kept working on different materials and techniques and gaining confidence because one of my professors, she's just wonderful. And she's also been a guest on this podcast, Yev Haidamaka. And she was just like, you're really enjoying this cut paper stuff. You should keep going. And it kept giving me confidence that I could improve and I could get better at things. And there were moments where my confidence was shaken, but I always felt like there were other aspects of my art that had improved. So I was like, if I work really hard at this, I think I can do it. And so that confidence, I felt like was really helpful, you know, to get through the moments where you're like, I don't know if this is going to work out so much. And also the, you know, positive, you know, encouragement that I got from within the Kid Lit art community and also my fellow graduate students who I'd met along the way. And we just become friends and just kind of always, you know, gave each other the good old pep talk. And so that helped boost my confidence. As I kept working and working, you know, it's taken years to, you know, even get to where I am now. And I go like, I could still see rooms for improvement. I can still get better at this. And I can still do other new things that really excite me. And I know that because of the past experience that I was able to navigate things that were not always the easy path. Of, you know, the ups and downs, knowing that I will be able to get through those gives me confidence. So those of you who are listening, believe in yourself that you can do this. I guess I'm, you know, that's what I'm going to tell you. And it seems so cheesy and seems so like, I saw this on a poster with a cat, like, you know, hanging on or something like that. One of those really, like, you know, as teachers, we put them in our classrooms. And I go like, but there's something to be said about it that, and it's not like bragging confidence that I think I'm the best artist or writer in the world. It's this confidence in the belief that you can overcome things. That's the way I look at it. Not that I'm like, oh, like I said, the greatest thing on earth, and I'd be winning all kinds of awards, which I don't win any awards. I don't even enter anything. But the thing is, it's like, I realize I really am thankful for the confidence that I've gained through, you know, the community and friendships, and then just really honing my craft. I'd also say it really gave me a boost in confidence having my family believe that my work had a place in the market. It's really hard. And I don't know if there are those people who are listening, because if your family members are not in the publishing industry, it can be a little bit abstract talking to them about why you're doing this. And, you know, is there any kind of career that you could have at this, creating books and whatever art it is that you're doing, whatever you're creating, because it may not be picture books. You might be doing fine art. I have friends who are fine art painters or friends who do work that is very different from maybe what their family has always been doing. And that's kind of been what it was for me. And so it's very hard to explain. And then you get the deer in the headlights look from people, and to still maintain that confidence in what yourself, that what you're doing is going to work out. So yeah, I tell this because if you're listening to this, you may have run into that experience yourself and you go like, I'm not sure if this is going to work out. But really find that inner confidence in yourself and try to say it's not being braggy to feel that you can get better at your craft, that you can control and to a certain extent if you have a lot of other commitments. I know that can be really hard because I did full-time art teaching, family, and then commitments within school. And then I was even helping out a family member with all kinds of freelance graphic design. And I was really busy. And I was just like, when am I going to have time for my work? And so you do whatever you can within the scope or frame of where you are in that period of your life, even if it's only 10, 15 minutes. And that's what I tell my friends who have busy, packed schedules. Maybe in a week you had 20, 30 minutes, but you were really busy, then hey, that's a win. And, you know, be proud of yourself because every minute that you add on to that grows that ability at, you know, getting better at your craft and helping you to build that confidence that you are going to get somewhere with what you're doing. So yeah, I just feel like it's not really talked about. I feel like when I was in school, but it's just something I've picked up from all of the creatives that I've talked to. There's just this confidence in a good way. They're not being braggy about it. It's just that they knew that they could rely on their skill sets and their ability to learn more and to form a community and research and practice, to continually practice. Whether it was making bad art, making bad writing, you know, that they were going to be able to recognize the things that would improve their craft. So as you're going through your creative journey and maybe you're having a day where you don't feel like you have the confidence to keep going and maybe you're at a low point, you're like, I feel like this is not going to work out. Really try to give yourself a moment to just kind of like reflect and look back at the amount of growth that you've made in the time that you've been at it. And you have to really, like I tell my, you know, kindergarten, first grade students, like give yourself a pat on the back. You know, you've had that growth. If you've had the growth, then you've been doing the work and you're only going to keep getting better and better at what you enjoy doing. Also find that love in what you're doing too. Try to separate it from external validation. I found for myself as well, if I didn't tie it into I'm getting so many likes, I'm getting so many followers, or did I get a reply from whoever I sent my work to? Because those things are out of your control. And just looking in terms of the level of growth you've had and the effort and the, you know, like compare like you would with a sketchbook. You look at a drawing from a year ago versus a drawing today, or even a manuscript from, and you're going to see growth. Like I looked at a manuscript that I've rewritten 50 times. And it's gotten better. I had to give it to myself. Man, it took 50 times to get to this point. And a lot of it was personal, like inside my head that I was like, I don't want to go there with the writing because it's hard because it was very personal. And I was like, oh, if I do that, I it brings up some sad moments in my life. And it's hard to say, like, oh, I'm going to do this. I feel like it takes a little bit of self-talk and confidence and bravery to say, I'm just going to go ahead and do it and see where it takes me. Because at the end of the day, you never have to show anybody. And another area that I feel like, because I had confidence, was I do get asked about style, like, how did you kind of land on the style of what you were going to do? I think I finally realized, like, doubling down on who I am and not being so worried, because we always hear that adage, those who teach, teach because they can't do. I forget if that's the correct idiom or a saying, but I always felt a little bit like, well, I'm really just a teacher. I'm just really an art teacher. And so this is kind of a hobby, and I'm just not, you know, this and that and the other, that whole imposter syndrome. And then as I was working on the material and technique that I landed on, the more I put in what I do as an art teacher, because I teach so many different kinds of art techniques, because I feel like in elementary art, it's very much about breath. And so you're exposing kids to ceramics, drawing, painting, weaving, sculpture. And then finally, I was like, you know what? I can do whatever I want in my illustration work. And I want it to be unique, and I want it to be more me, and that confidence to believe that me is fine, who I am, and that's okay if I'm not like everybody else. It's actually probably a good thing, because then my work reads like, oh, that's Nancy's work. That's unique to her. And because of my interests and my life experiences, as I put them in to my work, you know, I was like, I'm an art teacher. I like a little bit of hot glue and felt, and like, I like to crochet, and I like fabrics. I like to sew. As I would put more of that into my work, I started looking at it, comparing to the stuff that I had been doing early on. And I was like, oh, this feels more like me. And so that confidence to keep going and feel like these, like, somehow things that are not really related, they're all, you know, art techniques, but somehow when I put them together, it felt and reads to me more like me, I guess. And having the confidence to say, hey, I'm going to put this out here into the world, and I'm going to send it out on postcards and emails and go to conferences and have my book dummies. And, you know, it was just because I felt comfortable and confident who I am. And I had to be almost 50 to do that. I'm like, oh my goodness, I would never have had that level of confidence. I know I didn't when I was in my 20s. But now I feel like that confidence, some of it comes from realizing, like, you know, my art is not for everybody. Like, it really isn't. Like, you wouldn't hire me to do necessarily, I mean, unless I figure out another technique, and I've never tried, and maybe that's something I will try in the future. But right now, currently, I look at my work and I go, like, it's not going to be for every single type of story. And that's okay, because I am an individual and unique. And, you know, the work that I do is particular. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I'm hoping that at the end of the day, because I had the confidence to just say, I'm going to do it this way. And it really helped me also dial down into that process and fall in love with the process of making what I'm making for children's books, as far as the illustration. And then the writing, being comfortable knowing most people who are illustrators who transition into writing, and this is not everybody, because there are some people who do it a little bit more like I do, but a lot of people who are illustrators first, they really just draw the pictures. And I found, like, that really, I kind of tried it, and it wasn't really, I don't know, it just was really not natural for me. It felt more comfortable to just write the story. Like, there is a certain point, though, when I kind of transition and switch. And so I'm a little bit hybrid, because there's a point where then I work on a dummy and then I'm, you know, put all the image and words together. But for me, the words come first. And it was a realization, it's okay if I do it that way, because not everybody's process is the same. We're all, you know, trying to get to the same end goal of having a book that's a book dummy or a story that's ready to be out submitted into the world that somebody will want to acquire and will love the story as much as we do. And that's okay. So it's having confidence in knowing that the way that I do things is okay because it's particular to me. So, and I think that was helpful, like interviewing all of the guests on this podcast, because that gave me a sense of confidence when I heard so many different ways that people were doing what they're doing and still ending up with results that they were happy with. So I think at the end of the day, figuring out how you can be in love with the process of what you do, be in love with, you know, the growth mindset of kind of like, this is where I started from and this is how I've improved. And not, for me, it was really important that I don't be so tied into I have to get XYZ by a certain time frame, because it's just, it's going to take time. I mean, I'm learning a foreign language. I'm learning Korean, and I go like, boy, this takes time. This is not something that's going to happen overnight. And there are some days I only spend like 30 minutes. There have been other times that I'll spend 2 hours, you know, working on studying that. And I had to realize for myself, I said, this is just like art. This is like, you know, the times that I put into it, it's going to have growth. If I consistently put effort into this, and if I make this something that I really want to get better at, then I'm going to keep doing it and I'm going to see growth, and not necessarily tie it into like I can have a full-on conversation in Korean with somebody, because that's just going to take years. So if you're listening to this, I hope it offered you a little bit of comfort, and I hope it gives you a sense of confidence to keep pursuing this creative journey and life that you're trying to achieve. Because even if it's just on a part-time basis, maybe it's only at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m, or maybe it's at midnight because you had other commitments that are very important, like family, work, friends. Those are things that all help tie into having things to create later on, because a lot of us use that for inspiration. Know that you're going to get there if you keep going at it, and there's nothing wrong if it takes you a little bit longer to get to wherever it is that you're trying to go to. So yeah, keep making, keep creating, and thank you all for listening to My Creative Life. Bye.